Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's great, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold expressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's up, people? This is your host, Mo Benz, and welcome, people, to another edition of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Black, she has the night off, you know what I'm saying, so I'm going to be holding it down for the people out there. I'm just cooling out, man, like I'm in my, I guess if you want to call it my home studio slash office slash apartment. Holding it down in Flatbush, Brooklyn. So shout out to the people, you know what I'm saying, out there listening. I see my wife already like shaking her head because this is they call it Prospect Park. Prospect, what is it? Prospect Park, Leftwich Gardens. A lot of gentrification going on in New York. But what's up, people? I'm going to have my homie Bravo. He's going to be calling in if he's not on the line already. My name is Bravo. You here? All right, so he should be pulling up anytime. So for now, I'm just going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? See what's up. And then, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, we had a little technical difficulty. So, you know, if you just pulled up, you know what I'm saying, you didn't miss nothing. You know what I'm saying, we're about to get it in. This is going to be like an extended version of the Chop Up, the world famous Chop Up. Again, you know what I'm saying, this is where I like to talk my shit, run down to different topics and stuff like that. But while I'm waiting on my homie to call up, before we get into that, I'm going to start out with this. You know what I'm saying, like, as I always talk about on my shows, I'm a spiritual dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not really religious or whatever, very spiritual. So I've been kind of studying my birth chart, you know what I'm saying, a little bit. I've been, you know, I got this book and I've been trying to like connect the dots. And I guess to analyze your birth chart, you need to have, you need to know your date of birth, which everybody should know. Then you need to know the city you were born in, which everybody should know. But this is the part where people like kind of get a little dicey. Like you need to know the exact time that you were born. So I had to find my birth certificate and everything. So, I connected all the dots. And I did my birth chart. And it's ill, you know what I'm saying, because I'm definitely like a Leo to the heart. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm Leo, you know what I'm saying? That's my sign. But when you do your birth chart, you get your shadow sign. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to think. Yeah, your shadow sign. I guess that's your sign that's in the moon or something like that. I don't know. Don't quote me because I'm kind of new to this. And then you got your ascending sign. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's how like people see you. You know what I'm saying? So it was interesting. You know what I'm saying? So I was putting it together. And I guess my shadow sign is Libra. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that makes sense for me because Libras is always balanced and calculated. And I kind of ended like your shadow sign is kind of like your truest kind of self when nobody's looking, like you're just who you are, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not to the world, but like to you, like your shadow follows you. So I saw that. And then my ascending sign is Sagittarius. And that Sagittarius, yeah, I know, my wife is looking at me. Sagittarius is like, you know what I'm saying, I guess how the world views you, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of peeling back the onion, I guess, and, you know, getting to the rawness of, I guess, my personality. So I just thought that was cool, man. So I'm going to keep you all posted on that. But then, you know what I'm saying, so I, you know, then you see how you interact with other signs and stuff like that. So I just thought that was dope. I know Black, she liked to talk about different astrology and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to get her take. I wonder if she ever do a birth chart. So that's interesting. So let me see here. What else? I guess like while I'm holding it down, I'll get into this. Another thing too is I've been on my stock shit real tough. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not real tough because I'm just getting into it. I'm a new cat to this thing. But I want to shout out this female out there, man, because she taught me a lot. You know what I'm saying? I signed up for her workshop, and you know, everything's online, everything's digital now. But I just want to shout out to Tila Holcomb. You know, she's a stock market investor. So, you know, for everybody out there listening, we like to talk our like sexual shit, and then, you know, I run down my topics on a world famous chop up. But I like to, you know, each one teach one. So when I learn some shit, I like to, you know, spread the news and stuff like that. But my stock shit, or the stock kind of class I've been doing has been very, very interesting because I'm learning different shit. And but like I said, anyway, Tila Holcomb, you can follow her on Instagram. Her name is spelled first name Tila, T-E-L-A, last name is Holcomb, H-O-L-C-O-M-B. Very good follow, you know what I'm saying? You're going to learn some stuff. She's the creator of Trade Your 9-to-5. And I've done that, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the past couple years, you know, I would consider myself, I have officially traded my 9-to-5. And, of course, I work, you know what I'm saying, as I'm in the process of bossing up and just strictly working for myself, which I'm basically at that point, you know what I'm saying, because time is the one thing that's worth more than money. So just always remember that, you know what I'm saying? Be caking off, but you might be working like crazy, you know what I'm saying? You don't get a chance to enjoy your dollars. And I was doing that for quite some time. I ain't even gonna lie. You know, I ain't going to sit here and like just front like I've been like doing this for years. You know what I'm saying? It took me a while to get in the position that I am now where I can basically kind of work for myself and take back my time. But that's what this stock shit is going to really enhance that. I'm looking to, you know, enhance that going into this new decade, the 2020s. So yeah, man, it's dope. Like I said, I'm learning about stocks, of course, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, and that the thing I would say to the people out there is anybody, you know, as far as stocks, you just whatever you use, you know, figure out what the stock symbol is. You can always Google that, and then you go to Yahoo Finance, and you can kind of start to play around. And then there's also a thing called options, stock options. You know what I'm saying? Where in stock options, it's this thing called call and puts. Calls you know, work similar to stocks or whatever, but you can buy at a lower rate than buying the stock. But what's interesting about the call puts is that's the one thing that you can make money while the stock is falling. So these are just all the tricks to the trade, you know what I'm saying, that we as, you know, black folks need to, you know, really get on point with, you know what I'm saying, so we can just take back our ownership, you know what I'm saying, fully. So I just wanted to shout that out. Bravo. My man Bravo just then fell through, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was just, you know, telling people about, like, stocks and options and shit. Real quick, too, bro, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of feeling, peeling back the curtain to the people out there, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how we be conversing in the bunker. But I know you were saying something about, you know what I'm saying, some shit you was messing around with this with stocks, too, but you was doing it on the app, you know what I'm saying? What's that all about?
Cash App just rolled out a new option on there where you can invest straight from there and shit.
Okay, so you can buy
stocks straight from your Cash App account. They already had the crypto, but you can invest in Bitcoin and shit. But they just added stock.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to get down.
Pretty much anything. I just bought some Peloton stock the other day.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, so I guess instead of having it linked to like your checking account or whatever the case may be, you can just have it strictly in your Cash App and just go from there.
Right. Yeah, you can use whatever balance, you know what I'm saying,
that you holding with that. That's dope, man. So yeah, we got
and they got a little they got a little course in there too. Like they got a book they wrote, you know what I'm saying, and like teach you about it. I ain't read it, but you know, I like that in there.
Yeah. No, that's some good info, man. So I'm going to definitely check that out, man, because I'm really on my stock shit, man, going into this new decade and shit, man. So, you know, before we run down these topics, I just want to just close up with this, you know, talking about the stocks and options. It's all about good credit, investing in stocks, real estate, and ownership. You know what I'm saying? So just as a community, if we can just get on point with that, man, that's just going to, you know, set the tone and get things where it should be in this capitalist society that we live in called the United States of America. So I just wanted to put that out there. Let's rebuild these neighborhoods, these cities, and get it back to where we need to be, man. Just taking ownership and don't be the new slaves out here. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know, you're definitely going to get taken advantage of. So, you know what I'm saying? Now that we're living in this digital society, this digital world, you know what I'm saying? The info is out there. It's all about who's going to take advantage of it. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, start out with that real quick. But now let's get into, like, wow, I love to chop it up with my homie. My name is Bravo on here because, you know, he always comes with some interesting takes as far as the music. So I'm going to jump right into it, man. I'm going to see if Bravo jump out the window or whatever the case may be. But let me see, man. So the first topic at hand is, who do you think, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, yo, this is a big year in a way, you know what I'm saying? Only because it's a transition year. You know what I'm saying? We're about to go into 2020, as I just hyped and talked about. But as far as 2019, who do you think this year had the biggest impact on hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, rap music, in your opinion?
This year, rap?
This year, you know what I'm saying? This year, 2019.
As far as what? Just like impact period?
Impact period, you know what I'm saying? Dope album, you know. Cult following, you know what I'm saying, social media, you know, people checking for them, you know what I'm saying, just like they moving the needle for 2019. It's been a, you know, like kind of like if your ear ain't been open, you could kind of miss certain things, you know what I'm saying, but I know you plugged in, so, you know, it's interesting to get your take.
I
forgot about
unless
that, too.
About, you know, music. But yeah.
Nah, that's a good point. Nipsey Hussle. And I'm gonna be honest, you know what I'm saying? Like I wasn't on board all like that, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna be honest. My man Bravo put me on to, and my wife was kind of feeling some Nipsey too, you know what I'm saying? I'm like real, when it comes to my music selection, it takes a while for me to really like open my ears to you, you know what I'm saying? So you know, Nip, like I said, I knew he was hustling. You know, I heard him on some tracks with Snoop back in the day. You know, I know he's a West Coast dude representing, but I didn't know the impact that he had. You know what I'm saying? you know, because I follow the music first and foremost, you know what I'm saying? Then I follow like a story later if the person is interesting. And, you know, I really got hip to Nip fully after he passed because I really didn't have a clue. I didn't have a gauge to what he was really doing for the community and all that. Then once I had to do that, then I put it with the music. I'm like, oh, okay, I see now. You know what I'm saying? But shout out the last album called, like, it's slipping my fingers, the Marathon
Victory
Continues
Lap.
Or Victory Lap. Victory Lap. Yeah, it was definitely like, that was probably like, you know, and up there for album of the year of 2018. And then, you know, with him passing so suddenly, that definitely had a big impact. So that's a good, you know what I'm saying? That's a good answer for that. So what I put, and then, you know, it'd be interesting to see what you think of what I put. So I think, yeah, that was definitely the biggest story, I would definitely say, of the year. But, you know, of course, he couldn't have an impact. I mean, he did have an impact, you know, even with him passing, but he couldn't have the impact being alive anymore because, you know, of course, he passed. But I would say, if I'm running it down, there's a couple joints that I was really feeling. First off, Griselda. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me,
mm-hmm.
I think them boys out of fucking Buffalo was killing it. You know what I'm saying? They the new three-headed monster. We got West Side Gun. He was the first one I got hit to. Then Benny the Butcher. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Lyrics to go as far as hard, just, you know what I'm saying? Joints. And then Conway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just a three-headed monster. Which, I mean, what you think about the whole Griselda movement right now?
I would say they probably up there. I'll put them top. That whole Buffalo movement is that shit deep right now.
Yeah, it's just strong, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I like their whole. They're pretty strong now. They might be up there, like next to Nip.
Yeah.
As far as like rap.
Yeah, next to Nip. Yeah. Okay. So you feeling me on that? All right. Then I'm gonna say,
I'm just looking as far as like the noise they're making. I haven't even delved into the music or like that. I'm just looking like,
that's honest. Yeah. That's honest because that's how I felt about Nip. Like I said, it wasn't reaching me like that until unfortunately he passed. Then it really just hit me in the face. Like, damn, dude, you was like sleeping. Like, wake up. You know what I'm saying? This dude been putting in work. You know what I'm saying? So I can definitely get how you feel. So I'm gonna definitely say Griselda first. As far as that. And then, you know, I'm a big Currency guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. I love, and that's quietly. It's not like out there loud or whatever, but I love the way Currency is moving right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? And he's confident in what he's got going on. I like the people he's putting on. You know what I'm saying? He got one of my favorite albums, too. I love that the Point of Attack. You know what I'm saying? That he dropped, collaborate with my man Young Roddy. I thought that was pretty dope.
Right.
Trademarked the other cat. I can't even think of his name offhand, but just dope, straight New Orleans. And then, of course, we had Megan Thee Stallion, too, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she definitely, yeah. She up there.
Yeah, so definitely, I would definitely
give
props to him. What's up?
I think a lot of people...
Well, like who though? You know what I'm saying? These are the people that's
the
like at the top of the list. I was just getting to the baby. Like the baby definitely got a lot of charisma. Shout out to him. I saw him on Saturday Night Live last night. Like a dope performance, man. It's probably like the hoodest performance I ever seen on Saturday Night Live. But it was just dope. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really feeling his album like that, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like you skim through his like discography or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard it.
Yeah, he's a Kirk. It's getting a lot of hype. You know what I'm saying? But he's definitely one of the dopest feature artists out right now. You know what I'm saying? He's doing that like Nicki Minaj shit. You know what I'm saying? Like every joint he's hopping on. You know what I'm saying? He's like killing it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. And then lastly, well, two things I'm going to say lastly. So, yeah, definitely we touched on Griselda, Currency, Megan Thee Stallion, the baby. Yo, dude, I just got – you know, I got to give props to Complex before I say this because a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, I'm giving props to Complex a little bit, lightweight. Complex, you know, they used to be a magazine. Now everything's online with digital, you know what I'm saying? But Complex is something, especially ever since I've been in New York, that I always kind of like, you know, check for, you know what I'm saying? Because Complex, I like how they always do things, you know, fashion, music, just a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? There's always been like a lifestyle mag. So now on Twitter, you know, I was checking them out, and then they had their like top 50 albums of the year. So I was like, okay, let me see what this is all about. So, you know, I'm on my Tidal shit, downloading mad shit. I'm like, okay, I never heard of this person. Never heard of this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going through a lot of shit I heard, but there was a lot of stuff I didn't hear. You know what I'm saying? So I downloaded a gang of stuff, and then I was just playing like Process of Elimination. So I kind of skimmed through it and see, you know what I'm saying, what was dope and what I didn't like. So long story short, as far as rap shit, I got down to two artists, and then I'm going to tell you an R&B person. I want to see if you hit to the R&B person. But so two rap artists that I was like, damn. So the first one, I'm going to give props to this little chick, man, out of UK. Her name is Little Sims. I don't know if you up on her. But she's dope. You know what I'm saying? She dropped the album. It's called, and shout out to you, it's called Gray Area. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay. So yeah, dope. Yeah, her album's called Great Area, man. Dope. If you haven't checked it out, peep it. And I know you on that Top Boy. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll get, you know, mm-hmm. we'll get to our reviews at the end. You can give your kind of opinion on Top Boy or whatever, because I'm still into it. I'm still diving. I'm still kind of new to it, so I'm still kind of like diving in. Plus, there's like some other shit that kind of took my focus away from it. But listening to her got me wanting to watch some Top Boy shit, because he's just grimy, gritty, but smart at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Lyrically just sharp, and she's just English, so she got that English accent, you know what I'm saying? Like that slick rich shit, but 2020 chick version, you know what I'm saying? Just really dope. So you know how clear you can hear they wordplay. So shout out to her. But the main person that I wasn't hip to that I'm feeling like crazy is my man Maxo Cream. Now, you know, in a bunker I've been pumping him up a lot, especially in the last few days, because I've just been zoning out to him. You hip?
Yeah, I fuck with Maxo. I'll be playing some of his stuff.
Okay, yeah. Maxo Cream, to me, I mean, he's had an impact on me just in the last few days. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, fuck, I did not know who he was at all. So the first song I got hip to that really stood out was the song he got with Megan Thee Stallion. You know, it's a strip club anthem. I know you as a DJ in Cleveland, you said that's been a banger for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so shout out to this is one of the albums that Complex had as one of the albums of the year, and it's called Brandon Banks. And Brandon Banks, I like, it's got a little story behind it. So Brandon Banks, this dude, Maxo Cream, is a, you know, dude out of Houston, rap dude. And his father is Nigerian, you know what I'm saying? So he's half Nigerian, but his father got locked up for doing like scams and shit like that. And his scam name was Brando Banks. So I guess he's kind of like channeling that a little bit. And then, you know, it's just some real street shit, man. Dude, I think it's like Houston Crip, you know, Maxo Cream. But shit is raw. But I love his wordplay. So then I start diving in. So that was just Brandon Banks, the album that Complex put me onto. And then, you know, we got a song with Travis Scott. It's dope, I was feeling. And just a couple other joints. So then I just start diving into his discography a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I was on my Tidal shit. And then he dropped, he's been out since 2013. And he dropped this album called, what the fuck? What the fuck is it called? Quick Strikes. You know what I'm saying? Came out in 2013. And what's dope about this one, it sounds like some old vintage ASAP shit, some vintage ASAP Rocky, but raw, because this dude is actually from Houston. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know what I'm saying, that ASAP was kind of that fusion, all of them influenced by Houston and shit like that. So shit is just hard, man. And then, like, yeah, like, and then he's got about, I think about four albums, you know, so the newest one, the first one, then he's got like two other ones that was in between it, or three other ones. But they're all kind of classic in their own way. And I don't throw this out there enough. I mean, not, I ain't gonna say it enough, but I don't throw this out there too often. But his wordplay is kind of like, to me, what kind of got me is like Big in a way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna just say it this way, because it's grimy. But then he can clean it up, and then, like, it's controversial. What I mean by that controversial is, like, it's real street. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if he's still connected. You know what I'm saying? I hope, right, I don't, like, you know, check Twitter one day and he done got shot up or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to say it. That's how it is. But that's why I like it, because it's just raw as fuck. So, and, you know, Biggie.
Yeah. R.I.P. the Juice World, too.
Yeah. R.I.P. the Juice World. You know what I'm saying? It kind of – yeah, a couple things I heard. You know, I wasn't the biggest fan, but definitely, you know, anytime somebody loses their life, if I'm a fan or not, you know what I'm saying, I just want to give a quick moment of silence to that. So, yeah, but getting back, so the reason why I like the Maxo Cream so much is because, like, with Biggie, you could felt like he had a movement. And it was just raw. You know what I'm saying? Like, that raw energy. Like, you know something might happen. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the shit he's speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, we talking nowadays, when you talking some gang shit, that shit can come back. But the shit is raw for the music. So I'm definitely, you know, going into the new year, I'm definitely keeping my eye on Maxo Cream, man. Definitely, you know, I've been knocking this stuff ever since, you know, I got hip to him. So shout out to that. So, yeah, so I think R&B is, you know, hip hop is in a good space. You know what I'm saying? I'm liking to see where it's going. And those were, to me, the movers and shakers of 2019. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to leave it at that. Now, I want to double back. And I know this is a little, you know what I'm saying, shout out. This is the world famous Chop Up, and we live on Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. You know what I'm saying? I'm just chopping up with my man Bravo. Black should be back next week, and we're going to get back into some sexy shit. But for now, we're just running it down. So, you know what I'm saying? This goes down better if you just want to fix yourself a nice little drink, roll something up, and, you know, if you feel, you know what I'm saying? If you feel in the conversation just and you want to, you know, shot something out or talk about something that you, you know what I'm saying, that we're talking about, feel free. And if you just want to listen, you know, that's cool too. So you know how we do. So Bravo, I want to double back to this topic from before. You know, when you was on the show like 2 weeks ago, and you was putting me on once again to some R&B shit. And like I said, up until that point, you know, what got me open was, like, you know, I heard the whole Soul Train controversy and shit. So I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Now, just probably some other cats that I noticed in the music and stuff like that get engaged in, like, what they feeling as far as R&B. Cause I know they kind of listen to it a little bit more. I mean, I'm a bad dude, but when some R&B come out just good, you know, I'll gravitate towards it. So with that, that brings me to my next topic. You know what I'm saying? Can R&B keep up the momentum going into the new decade? Cause it's definitely a wave. Do you think wave does out with that? Like, I mean, what's your take on it?
It's a whole new R&B wave right now. Like real R&B. So yeah, it's definitely about to go and get bigger.
Yeah. So I'm looking at it like, Go ahead.
So you got like Lucky Day and Summer Walker and Ella May and who else? It's a bunch of new faces. That's
okay.
Like really dope.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You was the person I heard. Okay.
They all nominated for Grammys this year too, so that's dope.
Oh wow! So that's even going to take it to a whole other level, you know, because like I said, the Soul Train Awards, of course, you know, you got a black demographic on that, you know what I'm saying? The Soul Train Awards is basically the R&B awards now, but once you get into the Grammys, now that's when the crossover comes and you get a whole other audience. So that's a good point that you brought up. And now, the only person I heard, and that's what's dope about it, I love like how new music just kind of, you know, filters in, you know what I'm saying? Because people you just ran down, the only people I heard of is her. You know, I mess with some of her music. Summer Walker, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to get to that with that because I got a chance to kind of listen to it. I got to dive back into it. I maybe listen to it once, try to listen to it a second time. I like a couple of joints on there, but, you know, you made a kind of like a bold statement, but, you know, it's your opinion. But what I was going to say was Ari Lennox. That's the one I really, you know, gravitated towards, you know what I'm saying, when I felt that. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was, you know, like the Summer Walker, just on social media, she got a lot of hype, and I really like the song Potential, you know what I'm saying? That's a dope one. But to me, the vibe right now is that Ari Lennox, man. And then it's kind of like, it's so dope because with this R&B that we're in now, it's not like, because I don't even think you can make R&B like they made in, like, the late 80s, 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just had a – I think that's his time capsule. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think you can really recapture that. You know what I'm saying? If somebody can, that's going to be great, you know what I'm saying, to, like, kind of bring it back out and show people how to make that music again. But I think that was just the time. You know, you had the Jodeci's, the H-Town,
like Jodeci,
young R. Kelly, Bobby Brown.
Yeah, Jodeci changed it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they changed R&B, so it's like it's changing again right now. Like,
yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's gonna take somebody. I would say similar to like that has such a sound. Like, I would say the only thing I could say if somebody was to come back to change it again would be like, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna see if you catch this, like West Coast. You know, always been a West Coast dude, and West Coast, you know, other than like Snoop and Game,
them was the only people. But then when Kendrick came out with was that Good Kid, Mad City, and it really had that vintage West Coast feel, you know what I'm saying? Then that kind of brought that era back again. So, you know, I think that's the same thing to you know, it would take something like that as an artist that's really tapped into that whole vibe to really bring it. Hey, Teyana Taylor, a little bit. I see she you know what I'm saying? She's the only person I see come close, you know what I'm saying, to capture that. But anyway, the point I'm making is I think this new R&B is like the neo-soul, but, you know, remember how back in the day it was, like, segregated, you know what I'm saying? Either you listen to, like, you know what I'm saying? How was it? Like, you listen to some, like, New York shit, or you listen to some West Coast, or maybe you got down with the West Coast and the South, or then you was on some neo-soul, you was on some natural. But remember back then it was kind of segregated. It was like, oh, I'm listening to this, so I don't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? But now,
right,
especially the way we in now, new generations coming up now, everything is infused. So what's dope about it is, like, this new R&B, I'm just on the outside looking in. I'm like, it's like neo-soul, but it's ratchet at the same time. It's not scared to be ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, yeah, okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on some natural shit. This female's been, you know, but she be twerking too. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's just dope.
Right.
So anyway, I think Ari Lennox is definitely the vibe. You know what I'm saying? So far, like, that's the one I liked out of all the three that we talked about. We talked about Lizzo. We talked about Summer Walker. And we talked about Ari Lennox. So Ari Lennox is that. But I'm going to throw a new person out there to you. And once again, I'm going to shout out Complex again, because this is the third artist. So out of all the artists they put on, because I ciphered through a lot of it, there's only three that, like, I was like, all right, I'm fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? So once again, Little Sims, Maxo Cream, and this new chick. So you hip to Snow Allegra. You up on her?
Yeah, she's dope. She'll be here, actually.
Oh, she'll be in Cleveland?
In a couple weeks, yeah.
Oh, shit, man. Damn, that's a dope-ass show to go to in Cleveland. All right, see, that's why I fucks with Bravo. So shout out to my name is Bravo. Because I know, you know, he's tapped in. So I thought I was going to put him on, but you already been up to her. So Snow Allegra, yeah, I just got hit, you know what I'm saying, just a few days ago. But I've been bumping her like crazy, man. So she got this album. It's called, what is it, These Feels Again. You know what I'm saying? On the cover, she got kind of like a shoddy kind of look to her on the cover, on this particular cover. And I was kind of figuring out, what the fuck is she? Then I looked at some of her other albums. I'm like, oh, she must be white. And then I looked, and then I Googled her a little bit more. I'm like, oh, she's Swedish. So I'm like, oh, she's definitely white. But then the more I was listening to her sing, I'm like, nah, it's something different, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some soul going on there. But, like, it's something that I can't explain. Like, it ain't no white soul. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, like, English. You know how the English white chicks be. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. It's different. So, you know, long story short, she's Iranian. So what an ill mix, man. So she's Iranian, which is just dope in itself, because, you know, Iranian got a lot of this vibe to it, but, you know, because of Islam and, you know, the whole, I guess, you know, not knocking Islam, but, you know, it keeps it kind of like under wraps, where you can't really see people, especially if they're talented, to, you know what I'm saying, and want to do something different that they're not known for in that part of the world. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to get that. But anyway, so she's, you know, her parents is Iranian, but she grew up in Swedish, and she grew up in, like, the part in Sweden that she grew up in is Viking country. You know what I'm saying? So it was like Vikings and shit back in the day, and, like, so I just think it's like an ill mix. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm definitely, man, she's got my ears, man. So shout out to Snow Allegra. So I'm definitely fucking with her. So yeah, that's that. So yeah, once again, this is the world famous Chopper. We're running it down. So now, I talked my shit long enough. I want to hear Bravo's just takes on some shit. So Bravo, you know, feel free. So, and like I said, I haven't, now I want to hear your take on this, because I haven't seen this movie yet, but it's getting a lot of hype, and I just haven't got around to seeing it. I don't know when I'm going to see it, so I just want to say, you know, spoiler alert, but I know it's getting a lot of hype out there. So Queen is, you know, usually I don't want to hear shit about it or whatever until I've seen it, but I've been, like, dragging my feet. And I know the people out there listening maybe want to hear, like, a dope review, because I haven't even been listening to none of the reviews or nothing like that, because I wanted to see it. But like I said, I've been dragging my feet, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm just trying to put the people on. So I know you saw it. I know you have some things to say about it. So go ahead, man, just unleash, you know what I'm saying? Just put the people on. Like, what was it about? What vibe did you get from it? and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, put the people on, man. What you think? Queen and Flint.
Firstly, it was dope because it was just all black, right? Like, it was just everything about it was, like, real black.
Okay.
Which was good to me. It started off kind of, like, it was a lot of scenes where I was like, no, I wouldn't did that. Like, what just happened?
Yeah.
But it all happened for a reason. Like, it was an aha moment, like, right after that. Yeah, it was pretty dope, man. I can't
say
too much. It was real.
Okay, all right. Because I was going to say, I don't even care if you give it away, man, at this point. Cause we talk, well, all right, maybe not give it away, but damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I wish I
had I feel like you should
have,
if you was going to see it, you should have seen it by now, so you kind of.
I'm kind of late. I know. That's what I said. So I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really, I mean. Yeah, I'm giving a disclaimer out there for the people who, any spoiler alert or whatever, but I just want to dive a little bit more deeper into it. So, like, you know, feel free, man. Like, don't – if you just give it away, you give it away. But – because, you know, I know when I saw the clips at first, I'm like, man, this seemed like a modern-day slave movie on the low. You know what I'm saying? Some runaway slave type shit because of all the stuff that's been going on with the – you know what I'm saying?
Right.
With, like, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, I was getting that vibe. Not to say this is a bad thing, but I was just like, yo, it just seemed like they was trying to, like, you know, the social media age and, you know, and like I said, I'm not making light of none of this situation because these are all serious topics. But, you know, just the things that's been going on, you know, police brutality and stuff like that. So I was just like, oh, this is for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all, it's an audience for it because I see everybody posting and talking about certain things on social media. So what would you take from that statement I just made? In reference to
I think I would say definitely that was done on purpose for storyline purposes, just like black reality. Let's not get out of this. Let's keep it like where it is, like in reality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like basically, like even though they killed the cop in self defense, it's like, okay, nobody's gonna believe that, so let's get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
So that's what it was. Okay. It was really on some self-defense shit. So, like I said, you might be giving the movie away with this, but so it was really on some self-defense. Like if he didn't kill the cop was gonna kill them, basically.
Yeah, hell yeah, for sure.
Okay. That's interesting.
But you know, that's the premise of the movie, so they ain't giving nothing away.
Yeah. True. And then it's on some like. I maybe a Bonnie and Clyde type thing or something like that, but they don't seem like they was killing people. They feel like they was just like
it was like a Harriet Tubman / Bonnie and Clyde /
okay.
You know what I'm saying? What's my I can't believe Asada Shakur thing.
Okay. Just all that shit.
It was a lot wrapped into this one movie. Like,
so they wanna really get your emotions like invested, you know what I'm saying? Get your emotions up, like,
damn,
you know what I'm saying? You know they're gonna get caught up, but like, fuck, like, I kind of want them to get away, but
yeah,
you know,
which,
right in the end, it's gonna be fucked up,
yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, you root for them the whole movie, it's just like, and then it was like spots in there where it was like, it was teachable moments, like how white people was helping them out, that black people snitching on them, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just some real like fucking Underground Railroad type shit.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean,
pretty
that's just
yeah,
that I get
yeah.
that.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I've been dragging my feet because I kind of knew how the plot was going to shake up. But like I said, just been seeing like the you know, I guess the rollout of it and, you know, seeing the different, I guess, pictures is going along with it. You know what I'm saying? It gets you hyped up to see it. You know what I'm saying? Just as a talking point. Just, as, you know, I saw it. This is what I thought about it. So, you know, shout out to Queen and Slim. You know what I'm saying? Now,
yeah,
also,
dude, just
here
last night partying and shit. Nobody knew who he was. That's a crazy thing.
Oh, wait, hold on. The main character?
Yeah, he was in Cleveland last night. I seen pictures talking about he was Black Panther cast and Get Out cast. I'm like,
yeah.
What about Cleveland? That's the newest movie. Like, it shows you how like sleep people are. Like, you ain't even know who this dude was for real. No, that,
right, the
biggest movie out right now. Y'all talking about Black Panther and Get Out.
That's crazy.
I know, right? Because I don't know. They probably dragging their feet. They just, you know, haven't seen it. They're like, oh, well, no, that's a film from Get Out. Because, you know, that's an iconic picture now. You know what I'm saying? With him and Get Out with the tears going down. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jordan Peele.
Right.
But, yeah.
Shout out to him because he's been in the three biggest last black movies. Like
facts, right? Yeah, that's
a
fact. I mean, he wasn't the lead character in Black Panther, but he was definitely in there. Okay.
Nah,
he's good, man. Like, he's good. Nah, he's definitely good. Like, that's why I said that English shit, man. So, shout out to that whole English kind of wave, man. They fucking killing it right now. You know what I'm saying? As far as that. You know what I'm saying? You could just, I don't know, man. It's dope that I got the accent and they can just kind of shed it off and get that American accent. You know what I'm saying? And then when they talking, you know, like an interview, then the English accent comes out. That's just always just like an interesting dynamic. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
All right. So yeah. So Queen and Slim. All right. So you know, I'll get around to it, man. Seemed like a movie that I'll enjoy watching it at my crib though, more than less than going to the movies. You know what I'm saying? Like it seemed like throw something up and just going to see. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of the vibe I'm getting with that. Yeah. So all right. So shout out to that.
A packed theater full of black people. It's always fun to go see new black movies.
Yeah. But that's only like the first couple of weeks. So now it'll be just like you know what I'm saying? A couple of people in there checking out. But sometimes that's cool too. You know what I'm saying? Like when it's just like on the low, it's not, you know, loud or whatever like that. But I just feel like something like that, I kind of want to be at the crib. I kind of just want to zone out. Like I said, just, you know, take this adventure with them. You know what I'm saying? So switching gears to. Now, this was, we was kind of like discussing like the rundown. This was something that came later to the rundown, but I was like, oh, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what your thoughts is on this. So now, and you know, we go back and forth in the bunker and shit, man. Shout out to, and then for the people out there that's listening once again, the bunker. Shout out to the Bunker 31. You know what I'm saying? That's a group chat. Yeah, that, you know, me and my fellas, we got on Instagram and we just always, you know, I get a lot of ideas that I want to talk about, you know, on the show through them. You know what I'm saying? We just be chopping it up and, you know, talking about different shit in the bunker. So now that we got this platform to talk about it here for the people, like I said, once again, I'm bringing you behind the curtain. So with that being the case too, man, this is like a surprise topic because I didn't put it on the rundown. But yo, Kamala, what's her name? Kamala
Harris.
Yeah. Oh, that's how you pronounce it? Kamala?
Yeah.
Kamala. Oh, okay, like Pamela, but Kamala. Oh, I didn't even know that. All right, I was saying Kamala all the time. All right, so Kamala Harris drops out of the presidential race. So,
I
know,
know
you, you know, I know. What's up?
No, I said I didn't even know that. What?
Oh, you didn't know? Oh, damn, I should have told you this like a few days ago so you could have checked it out. But, yeah, man, so she dropped out. You know, I know a lot of people was feeling her at first. And I never really felt it, man, because I was like, yo, she got a, you know, I don't know, man. It was just something about her. I just couldn't put my finger on it. You know what I'm saying? I know she got a white dude, and usually I don't really care about white dudes having, like, black chicks because I think that's just dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if I was a white dude, I would feel the same way. But when it's politics, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Then it get me, you know what I'm saying? If that's just your everyday life, cool. But then there's politics, I don't know. Because I don't know what he's saying in your ear and all that other shit. So that kind of gave me cause to pause on her. But, you know, with her being out the race, and I know you somewhat keep your ear to the street as far as the politics. I know you're not the biggest, you're not a Trump fan at all. I don't want to put this out there. You know what I'm saying? But who do you think could challenge Trump? You know what I'm saying? With her being out. Nobody, right? Crickets. Crickets.
Shit.
It's fucking crickets, man.
Shit. Smoking Joe.
Joe Biden.
Nah, bro. Yeah, I like wait. Don't even. It's a little crazy right now.
Yeah.
I guess the only person I can think of would be Elizabeth Warren, but that's a little crazy.
I don't even know who the fuck she is. Wow, yeah, it's crickets now, man, on that whole. Yeah, man, so. All right, 2020, we'll shape up, man. I was just trying to see who they're going to, like, market. But, you know, like I said, in my opinion, I think, you know, even though I don't agree with everything that Obama did when he was in office, I still give mad respect to the Obamas, you know what I'm saying, how they handled the office with class. I voted, that was the first time I voted in a presidential election, I voted for him both terms. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't agree with all the things he did, why he was president, but it was just dope seeing a black man, you know, with a black woman, a black wife, you know what I'm saying, in that office.
Right.
So I can never take nothing away from that. And, you know, that's going to be hard to overcome as far as the Democrats, man, because the way he, you know, he handled himself with a style and grace, man, and that's, I hate to say it, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, of course, you want to hear what the person's talking, seeing how it's going to affect you and your future and your kids and all that other stuff, but it's a popularity contest, too, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, and Obama just had that swag about him, he had that confidence, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, that's tough to kind of, like, package to, you know what I'm saying, like, that's a tough package to, he set the bar kind of high, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting, man. 2020 is going to be a definitely interesting year, man, to start the new decade. So that's that. Let me see here. Now, as I touch base, man, now I might as well get into, like, you know, like, the, you know, he's always keeping it interesting, man. It's one of my go-to topics when, you know, ain't shit else to talk about. But I got to bring up my man, Ye. You know what I'm saying? So I know we spoke about the whole, you know, Kanye when he went to Joel Osteen or whatever. But I don't know if you hip. But Ye, he about to do a tour. Not even a tour. He's just gonna be on for one part, you know what I'm saying? And then we'll see how it goes if he, you know, maybe joins Joel in a different city. But, you know, for the people out there that maybe this is not hip, Joel Osteen, once again. Houston's getting a lot of buzz on the show, man, once again. But Joel Osteen is a prominent Christian preacher from out of Houston. You know what I'm saying? So, and like I said, my wife put me on to him like a few years ago. You know what I'm saying? So I've been following his like kind of career for the longest. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a religious guy, but, you know, Joel, I mess with on some Christianity when I'm in that Christianity kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being the case, Joel Osteen, the one time I seen him twice in New York, actually. So one time he came to the Barclays Center, me and my wife, we stepped out for that. But the first time I seen him, he came to Yankee Stadium. And that was like one of the probably the only times, that is the only time I've ever been to the new Yankee Stadium. So it was just dope. You know what I'm saying? It was like everything's just manicured grass and like, you know what I mean? Like just dope. Anyway, so Joel had I don't want to say concert, but it was a big, I don't know what you would call it. I guess, a sermon, you know what I'm saying? Where he brought out all the preachers from, you know, in the surrounding areas, you know, prominent Christian preachers, black, white, you know, Philly to Boston, all the big time people on the East Coast came there to support. So long story short, I guess when it was, when Kanye came to his church and, you know, said his things, they got on some like, oh, okay, you know, what else can we do together? So long story short, I don't know if you hip, but Ye is going to come to the Yankee Stadium with Joel, when he comes back. Joel, yeah. So I think that's going to be kind of dope, man. So what's up, man? So how you still feeling this Ye movement? You know what I'm saying? What you think about that?
you know, I definitely fuck with Ye. The movement, I don't know. I ain't really been watching it. I'm just here for the music.
Facts.
I always got my guys back, you know what I'm saying? And you
know,
yeah, I agree
with start a foreign movement.
I fuck.
Oh, I agree. We got Smooth on the chop coming on the check-in. Shout out to Smooth. Smooth the hustler.
Yeah, I'm talking about Joel and that shit. Porn, goddammit.
Word up. We're going to switch gears, man, because this is some shit I want to talk about with you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to switch gears on this, too. But, you know what? I'm going to come back to Ye. I got a couple other topics. But now that I got my man Smooth back on the line, and I know, Bravo, you called in a little late, so you didn't catch this when I was talking about it. But, Smooth, man, you know, one of the topics I wanted to get into tonight was basically, you know what I'm saying, the stock market and options and, you know, how do you invest and stuff like that. So, you know, I was just running it down because, like I said, 2020, I just really want to glow up, man, in all aspects of my life. And me and my wife, we just got down with this kind of like, I don't want to call it, I guess you can call it like a class, you know what I'm saying? This little online kind of course we took. And it's been, we just opened up our TD Ameritrade Thinkorswim, and we about to get it in. So for the people out there, I know you know, heavy into the stock
Ameritrade.
And stuff like that, man. Yeah, I mean, put me on. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm new to this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just gauging and learning as I go. But you know, for the people out there, man, like, what what type of advice would you give people that's like, you know, starting out with stocks and stuff like that? You know, I don't want you to give away your secrets or nothing like that. But you know, just an overview.
I mean,
you know,
money,
what you think about it?
Yeah, money is money. Ain't no real secret. Like, if you want to know, I'll tell you. But as far as Ameritrade is concerned, man, it might be cheaper. Actually, it is cheaper to start to open up a an investment account through your bank.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like right now, if you have Chase, J.P. Morgan, or something, you can open up an investment account for free.
Okay.
And you do the same thing Ameritrade does. The only difference is you don't have to pay a commission.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
All right.
So, I mean, that's the first step. Man, it don't make no sense to fuck around and buy and sell stocks if you got to pay a motherfucker, and then you wind up losing money. Now, hold up, bitch. Wait a minute.
Now, what would you say your strategy is? You know what I'm saying? You look for long-term investments, or you kind of hop in, hop out, make a quick buck here and there, or, you know?
Man, let me tell you.
What's
man, the game is so nasty. When it comes down to stocks, that you need to do both. You know what I'm saying? You need some shorts, which means you're always constantly selling, you're always constantly buying every. You know what I'm talking about? You're a short motherfucker. You'll get that bitch up higher, then you'll sell that bitch. And you know what I'm saying? When it crashes or some shit,
facts.
You might buy it back. So
yeah, facts.
It is what it is when it comes down to that. But, like, right now, the best thing I would tell everybody is to focus on 5G. Because the United States government, right, the United States government right now, they're so behind when it comes down to Europe, when it comes down to China and shit, as far as internet speed, that they're just passing all type of legislation. They're giving out all type of money to companies to build these fucking mobile satellites or some shit. To increase the internet speed. You see what I'm saying? So these particular companies, they've been sold on the public market right now, and they're making a shitload of money. And you need to focus on any company that's doing like computer chips, like AMD. Boy, AMD is making a killing right now. So I tell anybody right there, man, focus on the shit that you need, focus on the shit that you want, and just invest in it.
That's some good advice, bro, right there. So, yeah, I'm definitely checking that out. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been messing with Yahoo Finance and just throwing in just everyday shit that I use. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, finding out the stock symbol, putting it in there and just seeing where it's at. Now, one thing, too, that I got put on, are you hip to options? You mess with the options?
Yeah.
Okay, because I got hit to calls and puts, and the puts just sound very interesting. You know what I'm saying? Because for the people out there that might not be hip, options, you know, you got two different ways of doing it. You got calls and you got puts. And calls is going to be the same thing as stocks in a way, but it's cheaper. You can buy it, but, you know, you can buy it and sell just like stocks, but it's cheaper. But when you buy one call, that's going to be like 100 shares. But you gotta sell it before, because they expire. So you got to sell it before the expiration date. So if you buy it, you need to buy it maybe like 2 months out, so it gives you time to kind of get in and get out and make your money. But puts, I think, is very obvious, very interesting, because for the option puts, that's the only time that you can – well, I won't say the only time, because I'm sure there's some other ways, but this is the way I'm learning.
The right to sell the motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like, so like the puts, you can, that's the one time you can make some money when the stock is going down. You know what I'm saying? So like, say for instance, everybody like, oh fuck, my stock is going down. If you do the put, You know what I'm saying? That gives you an opportunity to you know, to sell it. Because I guess, all right, so the stock could be at a 1 point. You know what I'm saying? And you see, you know, through your, if you got a stock chart and you're looking at it, you're kind of gauging where that stock is going. And you're like, oh, shit, I see this shit is about to drop just looking at the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, this shit seems like it's about to take a dip. If you do the put, people are trying to sell their stock at a certain price to keep it at that price for, I guess, a period of time so it doesn't drop. So that's where you make your money. You're like, all right, I'm going to sell you this put. And it's the same thing with options. You always got to sell it before the expiration date. So, you know, and that's how you can kind of gauge in and make your money. You know what I'm saying? But it's quick. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you just get in, get out, get in, get out, get in, get out. So you're nickel and diming a little bit. But if you're really following your stock chart, you're keeping it safe, you know what I'm saying? So you know, like, all right, if it get to this certain point, I'm going to sell that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Before that, I ain't going to get too greedy because I see it's going up, but I'm looking at my stock chart, and now I see that shit could be going down because some shit went down in the news or, you know what I'm saying, some rollout shit came out. So I just think it's interesting, man. Like, and I've always been, like, a sports guy, and I always connect to sports and stocks, you know what I'm saying? Because anytime you watch sports, you can fucking start to see shit like, oh, they just signed this player. Oh, they just fired this coach. And you can kind of gauge like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's why sports betting is so popular because, you know what I'm saying, you're betting on certain things. And I think the stock market is very similar in that way. So, yeah, man, so I've just been open off of that shit, man. So, you know, I just wanted to touch base with you because, you know, I know you get down with that shit. So, yeah, man, so this is a world-famous chop-up. We're running it down. So back to Ye. You know what I'm saying? So back to let me ask you this too. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're on your politics shit. So let me ask you this other thing. Smooth and me and Bravo was going back and forth on. So Kamala Harris, man, she dropped out of the whole presidential race. So yeah. You know, on my side, you know, I'm not afraid to say it. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling with my man Trump at this point. You know what I'm saying, for 2020. Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, all the hype and everybody shit on them and all that
I'm
stuff.
I'm rolling with Yang, man.
Yang, you've been saying that. So Yang is Democrat, right? Democrat.
Yeah,
what's
I'm
up,
rolling
what's
with Yang.
Are you rolling with him? You rolling with him over?
I'm rolling with him. Now, if he don't make it, then yeah, I'm fucking with Trump. But I'm rolling with Yang.
Okay, so for the people out there, what's his full name and why you rolling with him?
I mean,
Andrew.
His name is Andrew fucking Yang.
Okay,
I'm rolling with his ass because he's about, you know what I'm saying?
I don't fucking know.
I'm rolling with him because he's about his numbers. Like, at the end of the day, Andrew Yang is the only motherfucker that's actually talking numbers when it comes down to black people, black communities, as far as building businesses, as far as building wealth and shit like that. Andrew Yang is the only motherfucker talking about subjects. Andrew Yang is the only dude that's not talking about himself, which is fucked up.
Yeah.
Because accolades are so high to where he's fucking up by not actually telling people who the fuck he is. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
all he's about
know.
Is talking about the subjects. You feel what I'm saying? Which all right.
Yeah, which
it's
is
okay,
good.
But you got to play the
you
game.
Sell yourself.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's not selling himself. But I'm fucking with Yang. But Yang ain't going to make it, and then I'm going to fuck with Trump. But right now, man, I'm on the Yang game. I'm with the
Yang
numbers.
Game. Damn. He should have had you, you know what I'm saying, running his campaign, you know what I'm saying?
Get him, man. Get him, man. His campaign slogan. The Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
Yo.
No.
Yang
Gang. Yeah, but Kamala, man. Kamala was fucking up anyway.
Kamala. To me, why would you say she was fucking up? He just rubbed me the wrong way. I just didn't fucking
like
her. I don't know.
No, it's not that. It's that, unfortunately, right, there's this set dialogue. There's this set resume. There's this set playbook that people follow now to be the president of the United States. You see what I'm saying?
What's that?
Trump.
What would you say that?
And Trump blew that bitch up. Trump blew it up. So the playbook don't exist no more, but motherfuckers are still going by the playbook of old. You know what I'm talking about? So unfortunately for Kamala keep getting caught using the old playbook. Like, man, just be genuine. If you don't like a motherfucker, you don't like a motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
You see what I'm saying? If you don't have the ability to lie and make a motherfucker believe the lie, nigga, why lie?
Yeah.
Unless you
yeah.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you keep saying the same shit over and over, eventually motherfuckers going to start reciting fake news. Man, fake news ain't never exist. You know what I'm talking about before this motherfucker. But, like, Kamala got caught up. Kamala got caught up, you know what I'm saying, trying to play the game just like Biden. Everybody was calling Biden crazy. They wanted Biden to wild out. Man, they fucked around. They came by and they had that motherfucker apologize for touching a bitch's shoulder and shit. And like,
yeah,
now he done lost his momentum.
Bullshit.
He's
a
fucking
You don't apologize for touching his shoulder.
Right.
Hey, Biden
be wilding
out, though. You just got to
do
a whole ass argument at one
end. Right, right. But like, the nigga needs to just fuck around and just be himself. But they're not allowing him to be himself. So he's going by the old playbook. That's what I'm saying.
I don't like that
shit. Like, Trump ain't following the playbook. That motherfucker says what the fuck he wants.
That's what I'm saying. Like, fuck it. And that's the part that that gravitated me towards, man. Like, I'm like, fuck it, man. Just fuck it. Like, just be. I don't want to just be politically correct and you just doing some old shady shit.
No.
Just thinking you like, and then you get caught up and then you want to cop please and apologize to everybody and leave statements.
But what about
this impeachment? Bro?
Man, that impeachment shit ain't got no fucking weight. Like, the sad thing about it is, right, at the end of the day, man, when you look at the law, it's funny how you got motherfuckers trying to convict the motherfucker on the possibility of the meaning of the words. Like, well, this is what you meant. Wait a minute, but did he say that? No. You know what I'm saying? But in any other...
Right now, in any other court case,
motherfuckers like, oh, no, you ain't got nothing. But you so mad with this nigga, you like, hey, fuck it, we got him. All right, bitch, you got nothing. You
but
got absolutely nothing.
So then you gotta understand,
like, all right, let's say they pass the fucking impeachment in the House, right? They're not gonna pass it in the Senate, so it makes no fucking difference. You're wasting time.
And the Senate ain't gonna vote to impeach him.
That's like Bill Clinton. Everybody forget one thing. Bill Clinton was never
impeached.
No, he did not get impeached. They passed the resolution in the House. No, stop. They passed the resolution in the House, but it didn't get passed through the Senate. So he never got impeached because, like, if you officially get impeached, they get you out of office.
Okay.
You know what
that's what I said.
They
so he got impeached on one part. He got impeached with the House of Representatives, but it didn't go through for the Senate.
No.
That's what you're saying, right?
No, they voted to impeach him. But in
order
for it to pass, it got to go for the House because it got to go through the House and it got to go to the Senate. Now, they voted to impeach him in the House, but they never got the votes that they needed in the Senate. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Basically,
the Senate was like, nah, nigga, you get nothing. So he never got impeached. They just used that fucking word. They like, yeah, we voted too, but it didn't pass. So stop. Don't waste my fucking time then. Because all you're doing is wasting time and money. You motherfuckers literally had like four punk ass professors of law as witnesses? Wait a minute. That's not a fucking witness. Y'all motherfuckers going out there giving out your fucking opinion about what you think his words meant. Come on, man.
Well, Clinton didn't actually commit a crime, though.
It all depends on your interpretation of lies and perjury. Like, back
closer,
in the day, sexual relations used to have a clear, depending on the dictionary you use, right? The military dictionary, the clear definition of sexual relations was just straight fucking. You know what I'm saying? Not copulation, not getting no fucking head. The Webster's dictionary was vague, you know what I'm talking about? So they got the nigga on perjury, but they really wanted to get him on some other shit. That's what people don't understand. They really wanted to get him on that fucking, not Watergate, like the motherfucker was doing like some shady-ass deals with some land. I can't remember the name, but it's some gate. They really wanted to get him on that shit, but they couldn't get him.
But they got him on perjury.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's how they do. So that's what I was trying to say. This is the point I was just trying to make to you 2 weeks ago, bro. When we was talking about the whole popular vote versus the Electoral College. It's the same type of shit, like we said, with the House of Representatives and the Senate. So for Trump to get impeached, it's got to go through both. And he still got a lot of Republicans to fuck with him, man, that's gonna like hope that's gonna offset it. You know what I'm saying? So
no, the Republicans got the House. I mean, the Republicans got the Senate. They got the majority. So there's no possible way he's going to get impeached.
That's
so right
what,
now,
that's,
it was,
yeah.
Right
that's
now,
the point
he's just
I'm
doing smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, that's the point I'm just trying to make. Is it's trying now? They basically now, in my opinion, they're just trying to smear his campaign or smear his name so they can try to get somebody. You know, like if this Yang guy that you endorsing was to blow up.
Now, Yang ain't gonna make it, man.
But I'm just saying.
Unfortunately, Yang ain't gonna make it for a simple fact. They only got only six people qualified for the next debate, and they all white.
So Yang's just gonna get just knocked out. Like basically, he's not even gonna even be. So you saying he's not even gonna qualify for this next debate?
Yeah, man, some punk-ass rules for the next debate, man. Like, the DNC is some shady-ass people. People forget. The DNC is the same nigga that fucked around and cheated Bernie the first time.
That's a fact.
Gave Hillary Clinton all the fucking answers and questions and shit before the fucking debate. So, like, man, it is what it is.
Yeah.
They want who they want in there. And Gang ain't one of the people they want in there.
Yeah. So with you, because I know you became your ear to it. So now you're saying Yang ain't gonna make it. So who do you? Because I know you're saying if Yang don't make it, you're fucking with Trump. You'll be like me on that.
Right.
But with that being the case, who do you think is gonna make it? As far as it, who when it comes down to it, long story short, because we're going into 2020, 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away almost from 2020. So with that being the case, it's about to really get heated. So who do you think? Because they're going to have to fall, all the other Democrats are going to have to fall in line. They're going to have to put one person right to the top of the other you know, list to go against Trump. And, you know, just from what you, because I know you've been following it, who do you think
man,
is going to be that person? Even
the
though,
only dude they have that can fuck with Trump right now, he just hopped in that bitch, and that's Bloomberg.
Oh, yeah, Mayor Bloomberg. But he don't have the personality, though. You don't have a personality.
No, it's not even about the personality. Cause like now you clashing. That's the only motherfucker that could fuck with him. Like Bloomberg got what? Bloomberg has over 100,000 fucking employees over the continent of Earth.
That's
the only motherfucker that could fuck with him.
I'm gonna tell you though. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you the difference between. I'm gonna tell you this is just from experience of being in New York City. Now, being that I'm in New York City, right? I'm familiar with Bloomberg because he was the mayor of New York City for a time period. You know what I'm saying? He came right after Giuliani. And Bloomberg, I had no issues with him. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that Bloomberg is going to run everything like a business. Like this country will just turn into a big business. It'll just be business. It was not bad,
I need for you to understand when it comes down to the Democratic Party, right? Before Trump got elected, Hillary Clinton said it herself. The best person, the upcoming presidential candidates, the ideal people, are going to be business people.
Fact,
you see what I'm saying?
That's
the direction that they've been going into for the last about
Four
5, 10, 15 years. Like they're gravitating towards that era. So, like, yeah, he's going to run it like a business because it is a business. Like, motherfuckers get pissed off with them tariffs and shit, but, like, them tariffs is working when it comes down to the negotiations with China.
Trump is running it like a business, too. Trump is literally running it like a business as well, but they just don't like the loudness of Trump. But while people do, you know what I'm saying, but some people don't. They don't think it's presidential. So Bloomberg would be very similar to Trump, but just quieter. That's it. Be the same type of shit. Very quiet.
Oh, fuck, I don't know if he's going to be quiet.
Bloomberg
like, people change, bro. People change when they get in office.
He got money.
I don't know if
he's
going to be quiet.
That's why he got
a few billion. He's a few billion with some P's in it.
Bro, I'm telling you, I seen Bloomberg firsthand in New York City while he's been there. He cleaned up a lot of shit. And then the other thing, too, the one thing, too, that I didn't like about Bloomberg, he has good solutions, but – you know, and look, you know, if you got money, it doesn't affect you. But if you don't, it will affect you. And that shit gets annoying because he puts certain things that's still in place now that makes you just think, just being in New York, even if you can't afford, he's just mad as fuck. So Bloomberg, I'm going to just tell you, one thing he did was he wanted to change transit in New York City. So he was like, yo, you know, it's too congested in New York City. Like, I don't want people, you know, traveling as much. So he, you know, made some, you know, changed some different highways up, and now he raised the tolls crazy. You know what I'm saying? So now, say if you're in New York and you want to go to the Bronx, you got to pay, what is it? Probably like $12, $13 just to go to the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? Unless
what?
You go around as a roundabout way. That like the token, I mean, the you know, to take the train now, it like doubled. Metro cars now. So it's just so expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how he made it, because he wanted to kind of improve transit, which it has been, because he wanted to, like, deter people from just being able to just, you know, drive to the Bronx, or, you know, maybe you should take the train. And so he's got some business sense to him, but it's kind of crazy. Then he got rid of smoking, but then he was letting, you know, his, this is one good thing that he did in New York. He got rid of smoking, you know, because back in the day when I first moved to New York, you could just smoke in a club, you could smoke in a bar. He got rid of all that shit. And first people was tight, but then that shit was nice. Like, fuck, like, this shit is nice. But then, you know, at the same time, he was having his, like, mayor meetings and everybody had cigars and shit like that. So he was getting caught up like this. They're like, oh, so it's for certain people and not for, you know what I'm saying? So he's got an interesting way about him, but. It'll be, but I don't think he's got a personality.
So long story short, the shit worked, but it was an inconvenience.
I think he's the only one that can go head to head with Trump, though. Like, he can, like,
right.
He knows Trump. He can explode. He can tell the truth about Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they didn't cross paths. You know, billionaires cross paths on some business shit all the time. You know that. They build for the same type of shit.
Man, big bank take little bank every time.
Yeah, but at the same time,
Bloomberg got the bank.
But this is the difference, though. Remember, you got to have a personality, and Trump is going to be ready, locked and loaded to go on these debates. And I don't think Bloomberg built for the debates. He's not built for that. He's not a talker. You know what I'm saying? I've seen that. You know what I'm saying? He's a doer,
Bezos,
but he's not a talker at all. You got to be both.
Bezos West 2024,
cuz. Yeah,
sure was.
What you
saying? Bezos West 2024.
That's what I said. That's what I said. So now, you know, moving forward now, you know, going into the future, like, Smooth, you made a good point, but then I think, Bravo, you made a good point, too. Like, you definitely got to have a business sense. Like, people don't want to hear that cliche. I don't want to hear that shit no more. That whole cliche shit, saying the right shit, being politically correct. Fuck that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Cool by y'all shit is out the window, bro.
It's out the window. So now you want a business person that's savvy, that's, like, new way thinking. You know what I'm saying? People want to look into the future, like, you know, this is where America's headed, technology. You know, we're going to be shit convenient and cool for everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's what people want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Business-minded to make people have jobs and make it work. And, you know, and, like, you know, we don't want to go to no war if we don't have to. So we want to just, you know what I'm saying? We want to be – we need somebody that can smooth over conflict and shit like that while making – life easier for people, you know what I'm saying? Make more money at whatever job you do. That's what people want to hear. And healthcare as you get older, you know what I'm saying? As you get older, healthcare is always something to know about. And then education, you know what I'm saying? Like, that whole education system is switching up now, because nowadays you don't really have to go the route of college and shit like that. I mean, it's still good if you can afford to, or if you got scholarships and shit like that. But then that same money you spend it for college, if you're smart enough, you can just invest that in your own business. So it's going to be people who, you know, can create to the, you know, relate to the millennials now, because the millennials is now the new people that's going to be the prominent people that's in their prime.
And
really,
fuck the millennials.
That's what it's going to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look, I'm Generation X, but the millennials, you got to get
fucking
that
millennials
mindset.
Man.
It is what it is. But at the same time, though, it's a popularity contest, like Bravo said. So if you got somebody like Kanye West, who's got influence and got ideas, I don't know if he has the business mind behind him. He definitely got creative vision, and I don't know if he's the most business-minded person. I mean, I can't knock, you know, I think his business is really flourishing because of his popularity, but I don't really look at him as a businessman like that. Like, I don't look at him as a Jay-Z. You know, that Jay-Z is a businessman. I don't think he would want to run for president.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
I remember Bravo brought that shit up like a few weeks ago, right? And then it made me think about fucking Jesse Ventura. You remember
Jesse
Ventura, the motherfucking
wrestler? Yeah,
Jesse
the body, yeah.
And he riding up to become a fucking governor.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then after Jesse Ventura, the fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, so like, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, Bravo got a fucking point. Like,
But before that, Ronald Reagan, bro.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, exactly. Reagan was a fucking cowboy.
Actor.
That's what I meant when I said cowboy. He's a fucking actor. Like, yeah.
He was playing Western movies and shit like that. So that's what I'm saying. It's going to be either you're a business-minded person or you're an entertainer with influence. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit.
Y'all ever seen the Distinguished Gentleman, Eddie Murphy joint?
Yeah. I spent a while. I need to see that again, though. I saw that. I need to see that with my adult mind.
That movie makes a lot of sense.
Nah, I definitely would be. I need to watch that again. That's a good point, Bravo.
And Warren Beatty.
On top of everything. So speaking with that, man, we got about 6 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? So real quick. This is real adult talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We got a lot of testosterone on this episode, but it is what it is. Shout out to Black. She should be back. She should be back next week. You know what I'm saying? But we hold it down for we hold it down tonight. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to her. Now definitely, you know what I'm saying, follow the show, you know what I'm saying, on the Twitter page. It's Real Adult Talk, and that's talk is spelled TAWK. You know, she put that country twang on it. Holla at me, I'll holla back if you want to be a guest on the show. The email is mobins, MOBINNS @gmail.com. Same thing with my regular Twitter handle is @MOBINNS. And if you want to put a voice with the face, holla at me on IG, a.k.a. Instagram, mobins, MOBINNS. So, Bravo, real quick, too, bro. Yo. You know what I'm saying? You know, you a staple now on the show as well, man. So, you know, shout out to your social media, bro.
Yo, it's my IG is my name is Bravo, all spelled out. My name is Bravo. Twitter is my name is Bravo 1. I need to get more active on the Twitter side, but you know, I'm on IG.
Facts. Yeah, Twitter, man. So shout out to that. But IG is popping, man. Shout out to the homie Sky. Me and Sky got a chance to just kick it, man. I'm going to get Sky on the show, too. And we just, you know what I'm saying? We had to just, you know, chop it up a little bit, man. But, yo, bro, I know you active on IG. Y'all two are the most active IG people I know. But, yo, Sky got it down to us. I'm sure you do, too. Sky got it down to us. Science, bro.
We ain't talking about the NBA, man, about these Lakers not losing no more games the rest of the season. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to get – wait, hold on, Smooth. So, Smooth, I would say you want to shout out anything as far as
– hey, y'all already know the slogan. If I catch y'all following me, I'm calling the police.
22 – yo, so fuck. You about to go the whole 2020s with no social – I don't know.
Man, I'm going the whole 2020, 2040, 2060.
I don't know if that's going to work, bro. I don't know, man.
Fuck you in,
bro. Like – is get down or lay down technology. That's how I guess. That's how it happens, man. Get down or lay down.
Nigga, when I die, my obituary gonna be in a newspaper.
Down or lay down, bro. You know what I'm saying? Either, you know.
Hey man.
But anyway,
some go down. Some go down in your city, man. Hey, you would know there first.
Some go down.
IG tell you before anybody tell you.
Well, the news don't tell me. Fuck.
The news don't lie.
The news
you
still don't tell me.
You like that. You like that news source, huh, too, man? You know that secondhand information with a spin on it. That's why I don't fuck with the news no more.
Man, look, bro, I don't know, bud. I got so many news channels I watch. I got so many news channels I watch, bro. Look.
I'd rather see
I need to go to the source.
They show me everything.
Exactly.
Let me know what happened for real.
Fuck that spin on it. Right, you're going to give me your, you know what I'm saying? You're going to tell me the news, but you're going to tell it from your perspective. And anyway,
yeah,
so,
that news goes,
also, we got
news go through.
Man, look, as long as that fucking news get my money right, I'm straight.
That's why I want to talk stocks.
News
got to
go through three different departments before it gets turned.
Let's change this. It's like some fucked up weed, bro. It ain't, you know, it's like once they legalize weed eventually. It's got all types of shit on it now. You know what I'm saying?
News.
Got all types of bullshit on it before you can smoke it.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what the fuck going on, but everybody shit getting caught. Fucking cocaine getting caught, weed getting caught, heroin getting caught.
Word,
you can't call
word,
the news
word.
Blue magic. I don't care what you call it. Don't call it blue magic.
No doubt. So we got like 2 minutes left, man. Yeah, them Lakers, man. So
You know, I don't really talk NBA like that until, like, at least Christmas, you know what I'm saying, because I be in football mode. Shout out to the Browns, too, man. We won by the
Shout out to the Browns.
Bum-ass.
Yeah, yeah.
We beat bum-ass Cincinnati, but I'll take it, man. That is a win. Let's get up to 500 next week. Yeah, so I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave that here. And then Lakers, though. Lakers. Yeah, we got to get – we 6-7, man. We win next year. Next week we 7-7. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
we ain't out the
playoffs
yet, so. We still lightweight in it, so we'll see what happens, man. But yeah, man, the Lakers, bro, the Lake Show is looking crazy. You know, Rondo, man, he was like my big question mark. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, I wonder if Rondo gonna fuck up the chemistry when he come back. But yo, like I said, I forgot that him and Anthony Davis was already, you know, getting it in New Orleans with Boogie. So he seemed
they
gonna
have to move to Staples Center before they stop the Lakers, bro.
Yo, but them Clippers though, don't sleep on my man Doc Rivers and freaking Kawhi and Paul George, bro. That defense,
I don't
you know
care.
What I'm saying? Patrick Beverly.
I don't care who you get. You not be.
They looking kind of good too. And then yeah, but the Lakers is looking good, man. Dwight Howard,
go get,
I told you, man. He's a new Dennis Rodman, bro. And we got the Houston Rockets. Shout out to them, but they ain't got enough for the Lakers. But I like Westbrook with the Rockets, man. And fucking Harden, bro, dude.
Yeah,
it's Eastern, man. He got that old man game to a whole nother level. And then shout out on the East, man. Milwaukee, Boston. So it's gonna get interesting. But like I said, I don't really talk NBA until at least after Christmas, man. Let me get them Christmas games. Let me get football almost over with, and I can dive into NBA. So this is how we do, man. Each and every Sunday night, man. We just chop it up.
Yeah.
Talk my shit, you know what I'm saying? We're going to, you know, Black Comeback, we'll have some sexy-ass topic to talk about next week and shit, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get back to some... Yeah, get back to some
about this week.
It's just awkward. We ain't got no chick to break up the monotony, you know what I'm saying?
Man, it's the locker room. You the one you talk about locker room talk. This is the locker room.
What's up? This locker room talk? Yeah, shout out to Trump with that locker room talk, man. Yeah, maybe if Black get caught up next week, maybe we're just going to talk about locker room talk, and we're going to let the people know, you know, like I said, you know, open up, you know, take them behind the scenes, man, to some locker room talk. So anyway, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Smooth for the check-in. Shout out to Bravo. Bravo, you know what I'm saying? Bravo will be coming through, so get used to my man Bravo. My name is Bravo on the show. And this is how we do it. So everybody be safe. We'll see y'all same time next week. Peace, peace, peace.
Out.